Started day two, managed to test the Toshnaev of Reb Chanoch Greenblatt.
This shiur, Be'ezus Hashem, like the previous shiur, was entitled Dirshu Highlights, which is what it is. Which is basically, as everybody knows, there's a very famous program. There's a program that goes around the world, which is Dirshu, where everybody's learning one Omid of Mishneh Berurah a day, which is becoming more and more popular around the world, especially here in Manchester. There are actually quite a few shiurim every day. If anyone wants any more details, they're welcome to come and ask afterwards. At the moment, they just finished. You probably heard last week that Ono was zeicha to finish Chelik Aleph, Mishneh Berurah, the entire Chelik Aleph, one Omid a day. And they started Chelik Beis. Now, this year, will the Mitzvah Shem just highlight a few of the points that I'll get some of, obviously, a certain amount of Amudim, there's a lot going on, but a few points that are Negel, Aloch Lamaisa, which the Ola might find a Toyeles in. We'll start off with the last Simon in Chelik Aleph, and then Be'ezus Hashem, move on to Chelik Beis. It's a good feeling. I feel like we finished it. Which is the first, last siman in Chelik Aleph Kufchav Zayin is a siman about Moedim Drabonim. Moedim Drabonim. During Chazal Sashat, the Chazan says Moedim, everybody else joins in with Moedim Drabonim. And of course, we have to start with the reason for that. Why, out of all the brachas, all the other brachas are very happy to hear the Chazan. But when it comes to Moedim, everybody says their own Moedim Drabonim. Right? Which is, and there's a famous Abu Dram. Abu Dram says that it's a mashal for an eved, a servant who wants to go and ask his request from the king. So for his request, he doesn't have to ask himself. He can send an emissary. On the contrary, sometimes it's better to send an emissary. Yeah, Masha'enke, when it comes to thanksgiving, to thanking for the eved, to thank the odin for what he's received, then it's not fitting to send someone else to say thank you. Everybody wants to go and give their own personal thank you, bring their own box of chocolates. So Mamela Moedim Drabonim, Shatz Fall Ala Brachas, we can hear the Chazan, but when it comes to Moedim, everyone wants to say it themselves, and that's how we say Al Moedim Drabonim.
There's a story. The
what?
Oh, I'll just say the same
Nisr. Oh, very good. So Bilach is a good question. That means it's actually a very important point, might be brought up, but the Chazan has to know that there's going to be a roar. When he gets to Moedim, there's suddenly roar, everybody suddenly starts saying Moedim Drabonim, and they might not hear what he's got to say, which is his Moedim. Which is a big problem, because Moedim as well as being, it's one of the brachas of Shemayin Esra, of Chazal Sashatz. And Chazal Sashatz was only Niskan, when you've got a minion, and if everybody else is busy saying Moedim and can't hear what he's got to say, then you've got a serious problem. This might be a brachal of Atala. And therefore the Shavura points out that the Chazan has to ensure that when he gets to Moedim, he says it loud enough for at least 9 people to hear. Because once you've got 9 plus him, you've got a minion, and at least it's a kosher of Chazal Sashatz. But if 9 people can't hear, it's a serious problem. They're saying Moedim, but they can hear in the background,
they're not even saying the same.
Similar Moedim, but they hear in the background the Chazan talking, which is good enough.
I thought that time that also, because it's saying Bruch Eloi Duas, that's where the Chazan says loud, it's already saying Eloi Duas, so it's a bit of the Moedim Eloi Duas.
I hear, but Mishabur is not happy with that.
But all the people, wherever you go, all stay quiet, the whole piece, the Chazan, and Eloi Duas he says loud.
Then about wherever you go, I've seen many people being makbid on it. From now on, there may be more people being makbid, yeah? Like upon Razeshtem Mishabur. When it comes to bowing on Moedim, I just want to point out, there are 3 different minhagim when it comes to bowing for Moedim Drabonim. Meaning, for the Chazan to bow for Moedim, that's clear, it's his bracha, like everybody else. He has to bow, actually spaku kol ha'chulya shabashedra, he has to bow properly, like he says Baruch to Hashem, when it comes to Moedim. Now, when it comes to every... Sorry? It's got a din, according to most possum, it's got a din kriya. The Bach holds it, it's less. Oh, and sorry, not kriya, not with the knees, not bending the knees. Bending the knees is to do with the word Baruch. Baruch Ato Hashem, Baruch Bricha has a lotion of bending the knees. Yeah. Therefore, we Berech, which is why we bend our knees, of Baruch Ato Hashem, Magen Avraham. Moedim does not have that din. We only have to bend the body. But the bending of the body, according to most poskim, is the same as any other Baruch Ato Hashem, Magen Avraham. We also have to bend. That's for the Chazan.
Zoykev Hashem.
Right? Oh, Zoykev Hashem. He bends down, Moedim Anachanoch, and Zoykev Hashem. We'll see about that, Mitzvah Hashem. What about everybody else? Everybody else, when should we bowing down? So again, there are 3 different minhagim. I'm going to list the 3 minhagim. Whatever you do, obviously you've got someone to rely on. But it's interesting to see that it's not so simple about how to bow down. It's quite a complicated matter, in fact. The Rama is meaning number one. The Rama says one should bow down when saying Moedim Anachnu Lach and remain in the bowing position until he's finished Baruch Elo Edois. Not only does the Rama say that, he says V'chein Aminig. That's what the minig is. The Mogen Avraham, he brings other ideas. He said, yeah, but the minig is about to stay bowing the whole way through. I don't know if I've ever seen anyone do that. Does anyone have that minig to bow down the whole way through?
No.
I don't think so. Okay, but I said it's a Rama, it's important to know. That's number one. So if you do see someone doing it, it's not so strange. It's a Rama. Number one. Number two, the next minig is the minig of the Vilna Gaon. Where the Vilna Gaon says he's not so happy about this idea of staying down, all the way through. Why? Because we always have a halacha that whenever you're bowing down, you want to be getting up by the Shem Hashem. Because the Gemara Darshan's Hashem Zoykev Kefufim. So that's why we say Baruch Atah Hashem. So therefore, here also, when you say Moedim Anachnu Lach, Sha'atahu Hashem, we should be getting up by Shem Hashem. So he's not happy about this idea, and therefore says the Gaon only bow at the beginning, and that's it. And if I'm not mistaken, that is a very popular minig. We just bow at the beginning of Moedim. The third minig, which you do see, is actually the minig where the Shulchan Aruch says you should do. He says that's the best thing to do, the Marshal and many other poskim. So the Chaznish was noeg and the Stipler and many others, to bow twice, which is to bow at the beginning by Moedim Anachnu Lach, and then to bow at the end of Moedim as well. Right? That's another minig. What does the end of Moedim mean? Within that, there's two shittas. The Chayodom says the end of Moedim is Baruch Kelo Edois, so at the Kel you're going to be bowing. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav, he says, no, you should bow just before that. When it says, Al Shanachnu Moedim Loch, you've got a Moedim there as well. At that point, you bow a second time. So that means within this minhag of bowing twice, there's two different minhagim. Some say Baruch Kelo Edois, some say on Al Shanachnu Moedim Loch. It's interesting, Rebbe Beis Ephraim, he brings it, that the minhag of Rav Moshe Feinstein was to bow at Al Shanachnu Moedim Loch. And the longest behind it is, because this Baruch Kelo Edois is controversial. That means, according to some, the Vilna Gaon, for instance, he finished off Baruch Atah Hashem Kelo Edois. He held that you have to finish off with the Shem Hashem at the end. We don't paskan that way, so we don't finish Baruch Atah Hashem Kelo Edois. However, because we want to be choshish for that opinion, we say at least Baruch Kelo Edois. We do something without the Shem Hashem, without the Shem. So therefore, says Rav Moshe, since we make out, then we pass in Baruch Kelo Edois, has really nothing to do with Moedim. You don't have to say it at all. We only say it to try and chaperai in another shitta. So therefore, if the minig is to bow at the beginning and the end of Moedim, so it's not going to help to bow at Baruch Kelo Edois. Because according to many poskim, you finished Moedim already. That's why Rav Moshe Feinstein would bow at Al Shanachnu Moedim Loch. Okay, but first, as I mentioned earlier, those are the three shittas, but whatever we do, we have someone to rely on. Moving on to Chelik Beis. Which starts Chelik Beis starts with Birchas Koyanim. Birchas Koyanim, I think just before Shavuos here in Chutz La'aretz is a good time to start learning about this Birchas Koyanim. And the first Bir Halacha in Birchas Koyanim, Sim Kuf Chav Ches, is a very important Bir Halacha. And the Bir Halacha says as follows. He says that just like there's a mitzvah saseh midoraisa for a Koyan to go and bench Klal Yisrael, as the Pasuk says, they've got a chiyuv to go and bench, mitzvah saseh. But it says the Bir Halacha, he brings from the Haredim, it's not only a mitzvah saseh for the Kohanim. It's a mitzvah saseh for Klal Yisrael to be benched by the Kohanim. Therefore, when we stand there and we listen to the Kohanim benching us and we have kavanah to what they're saying, we're actually mekayim a mitzvah saseh deraisa of Kohanim. My nafkamina. Big nafkamina.
If there's no kind of a shortage, they go chasing.
Oh, okay, that's another Indian, right? But I'll say more than that. Mitzvah Strichas Kavana. We pass in Sema Samach, Mitzvah Strichas Kavana. Before we do a mitzvah, we have to have Kavana, that we are doing that mitzvah. And if we don't, then Kipshuti, we're not yet to the mitzvah. So if we're standing there listening to Birchas Koyanim and we don't know this halacha and we haven't got Kavana to be behind that mitzvah, then we've missed out on a mitzvah d'oraisa. Such a shame, we're doing it anyway, we might as well get the mitzvah. So therefore it's important, but it's a fleeting thought. Before we start Birchas Koyanim, we should just think for a minute, I'm ready to be Mekayim, a mitzvah. and then stop and listen. We can't mention the rice of Kaisa Volko, according to many
people. Yes. Why don't we make it? What's the difference between that? We're not there to it.
Very good. Yeah, it's good to know. It's different because of Simcha. We're not going to go into that.
Yeah, I know about Simcha, but Simcha can't make it. The rice to go away.
Good question. Oh. Koilrom. Shulchan Aruch says that the Koyanim have to bench Birchas Koyanim Bekoil Rom. What does Bekoil Rom mean?
Hear it.
I thought Bekoil Rom means to scream. Sorry?
Somebody else can hear it, right?
Oh, somebody else will hear it. So it does, the Shulchan Aruch is very misleading. Because Bekoil Rom does not mean Bekoil Rom. Bekoil Rom means they have to speak loud. They have to scream. Where do we learn it from? We learn it from a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Omer Lohem. What does Omer Lohem mean? Say it to them, says, say Chazal, ka'odom ha'oymele chaveiroi. Just like Reuven would be speaking to Shimon, that's the kind of level that he's meant to be speaking when he's saying Birchas Koyanim. And therefore the Torah says, it has to be ma'ula shebekoyle, it has to be the standard, like God, like God, not too loud, not too quiet. And that is the ideal level for Birchas Koyanim. Right? Therefore, actually, Mishnah Berurah says something very interesting. If someone's hoarse, and he's not going to be able to say it, probably he's going to have to whisper, then he can't duchen. He has to leave before it's say. Because he can't be mechanic as Birchas Koyanim. It's a din koyrom, but koyrom doesn't have to be koyrom, it doesn't have to scream, but you have to have on a normal nisa. There is one time when one does have to scream, and that is if there's someone at the back of the shul who's not going to hear you. If you've got a big shul, then the koyanim have no choice but to say it loud, because they need the omer lehem for the fellow at the back. Because every single yid has a chiyuv to hear every single word of Birchas Koyanim. So if there's a fellow at the back who's not going to be hearing that Birchas Koyanim, so the Kohen has to say it loud enough for him to hear. But otherwise, if they can hear even without that, then he doesn't have to scream for Keit, he should have a normal Nusach, and that's good enough. You have to hear the Kohenim. No, because there's a din deraisa. He's got no Kohen. Now, we can't go past without mentioning the Beis Halevi over here. The Chiddush of the Beis Halevi. It's the Chiddush of the Beis Halevi, which was printed at the back of his Sefer Al HaTorah on Sefer Bereishis. He's got a few random shtiklach there, all kinds of things. And he says over there, a big Chiddush in Koyrom. And he says, I've got a question. You've got a whole load of Koyanim up there. Why does everyone have to say it? Why can't one Koyan stand up there, say Berchas Koyanim, and everybody will hear because Shemea Koyanim? Just like we do for everything else, for Kiddush, for Chazal Shashat, whatever, Chazal Shashat, I need Kiddush, Shemei Koyanim, Kiddush, many things. Why don't we do the same for Birchas Koyanim? But I also have a chiyuv every Friday night to make Kiddush. And still I'm very happy to hear someone else say it, and I'll say Amen. All the guests do that, the family do that. So why don't we say for the Koyanim the same thing? One of them will say it, and everybody else will say Amen. Bob's your uncle. Says the Beis Halevi. Very nice, it's this Din Shemei Koyanim, and it's if he's saying it. But it's not good enough to say it. You've got to say it Bekoil Rom. And he's not saying it Bekoil Rom because he's quiet. And therefore this din is missing, and that's why we can't say Birchas Koyanim. We can't be Yotzev Shemei Koyanim. Beis Halevi is a very big chiddush. The Chaznish is very upset about this. He brings Beis Halevi, doesn't understand it. He asks a very stark akasha. Don't really know the Teretz. For instance, he says, Megillah. Can we be Yotzev Megillah Bekoil Rom? Let's try this one again. Can we be Yotze Megillah from a chazan? Yes. Why? Shemea Koyanim. I don't understand. The Gemara tells us that Megillah has to be mitoich haksav. Koral peh lo yotzo. So very nice, you're going to tell me that I was mekayem the mitzvah. Why? Because Shemea Koyanim. But what about the din mitoich haksav? You haven't got that. What's the teretz? Why am I Yotze Megillah? Because that is what Shemea Koyanim means. Shemea Koyanim means that whatever he is saying becomes, as if I'm saying it, that's what Shemea Koyanim is. So if he's saying in that Nusach, he's saying it B'Toich HaKsav, and I'm saying it B'Toich HaKsav. So I don't need, Sfrek the Chaznish would say the same thing over here. Very nice, the Koyanim haven't got the Koyrom, and they're not saying it loud, but it doesn't matter. Shemea Koyanim means that Yen is saying it, as if I'm saying it. And if he's saying it B'Koyrom, I also say it B'Koyrom. See, he doesn't understand. He's got a list of kashas. What about Kiddush, yeah? Kiddush has to be al hakos, right? So, very good. The person making Kiddush is al hakos. Everybody else is yotza. Why? Because Shemea Koyanim. But where's their kos? They're not saying al hakos. Teretz says why? Because the Mavarich is saying it's a very shver a chiddush in this place. Alevi Chassid isn't happy, but upon him to go past the sugi of Korah without mentioning this Alevi would have been Navira. So we'll let them fight it out between them.
Very good. One is saying loud and you're to all the people.
Which one? Yeah, it doesn't really make a difference. They can even auction it off and make some money from the shul if they want. Now, when the Kohenim come down, there's a minig to say Shkoyach Kohenim. Yeah? Shkoyach Kohenim. It's the minig? Someone actually told me once, he was once on a flight coming from Eretz Yisrael to England, and it was the whole balagan there with the Kohenim that were flying over Beis HaKoros, and all the Kohenim got into their bags, their body bags, it was all happening. And everyone heard the sellotape coming and telling, and finally it was finished, and this fella stood up, walked up and down the airplane. He said, Shkoyach Kohenim. Agaponim, where's it come from? What's this idea of Shkoyach? Why are we saying Shkoyach to the Kohenim? Says the Matei Ephraim in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Hilchos Tkiyas Shofar. He says, whenever we have a Yid who's doing Oisik B'tzibu, he does a mitzvah for us, he duchens for us, he blows shofar for us, he davens for an omid, he lanes, whatever it may be. When he's finished doing that, we want to show our appreciation, we want to thank him for what he's done. How do we thank a Yid for what he's done? We give him a bracha. What's the best possible bracha one can give another Yid? Is that you should have koyach to be able to serve Hashem the way you want to with Avodas Hashem. So we say, Ye'asher koyachacha, your koyach should be, you should have koyach, you should be able to have Avodas Hashem. He just says, some say asher koyach and some say ye'asher koyach. What's the difference? The difference is either he's talking straight to him, asher koyachacha, or he's saying it in third person, ye'asher koyach, his koyach should be, as if he's speaking to a chashver person. But either way, the idea is the same. Sorry? Some say that. He says, interesting. Emma says there's a levush, there's another pshat in it. But the Matei Ephraim, he says it's Meloshan Ashru Chomitz. It's Meloshan Ashru. That's what he says, Ya Asher. Ya Asher Kechecha, yeah. What did the Kohenim answer when we say Shkoyach Kohenim? It's the Minig. Baruch Tia, as I state in Baruch HaShulchan. It's just very interesting to note, not everybody's happy with that. The Har Tzvi, or Tzvi Pesach Frank, he's worried of the Issa of Bal Tosif. He says, how many brachas is the Kohen meant to be giving Klal Yisrael? One. Yivarechecha Yar Yisrael, whatever's involved in that. And if straight after that they go and give another bracha and they say Baruch Tia, then they're adding onto the bracha the Torah told him to give. Says of Tzvi Pesach, he might be going to Shaila Bal Tosif. Chiddush. Yeah? Sorry? Okay, but you've given an extra bracha. You've added on to what the Torah told me to mention. So it's the same time. It might be a different format, but it's the same time. You've just finished giving your three brachas. You're adding on number four. Okay. That's what he said. I just want to point. So Avad al-Minig, he says, we can also see that's what the minig is. It's just interesting to note. By the way, if you say thank you, or you say Tadar Abba, then you're not going into this machlokes at all. Because that's definitely not another bracha. It's not my Tadar Abba. Otherwise, we're not knowing. It seems the minig is not like this. This Rav Tzvi Pesach. It's not the Chiddush.
Because
Baruch Tia
is the same
Ka'en,
Yerlecha Hashem Mishmerech, Yerlecha.
Baruch Tia. I hear you saying the same thing.
It's more the same.
I hear the
Svara. These people who make a whole fuss of it, it's exactly the same as the normal bracha, which is Yerech Vech Hashem. What would happen if you say Yerech Hashem in English? Would you be Yotze, the mitzvah? If you say it in English, why don't
you
think about that? I'll give them 50.
You're not Yotze. I want to stop, because I don't want to be over here on Bal Tosif. Let me just finish off and try to say it. The Kohanim have got a din. We know the Kohanim hold their hands in a very unusual way. The din, as yet, yeah, knows the Kohanim do. Just posh it to explain a bit of the background, where it's coming from, is from a Medrash Tanchuma. The Sifin Shulchan Aruch comes from the Medrash. And the Medrash brings a pasuk. The pasuk says, Mashkiach min achaloinos, mitzitz min acharakim. And the Medrash says, it means that Kodesh Baruch Hu is standing above the heads of the Kohanim when they bench us, and then he's mitzitz min acharakim, he looks through the windows in order to bench Klal Yisrael. Where are those windows? Not only windows, how many windows does he look through? Mitzitz min hacharakim hei charakim, five windows. Kadosh Baruch Hu looks through five windows to bench Klal Yisrael. Where are these five windows? says the Tanchuma, those are the five windows that are one of the halacha that's kibbutz. And that Tanchuma is that the Kohanim are meant to be producing five windows with their fingers.
20.
How do they do that? So they have the two, yeah, the space between the two and two. And then that's one on each hand, that's two. And then they have the space between their four fingers and the thumb on each hand, which is another two. And then there's a space between the two thumbs, which is, although the thumbs are connected, but between them there's a hole. Altogether you've got five, you've got the Heicharak, and the Ben Shalom comes and gives us a bracha through those five windows. There's very many menhagim as to exactly how to hold the hands. Obviously everybody should follow the Masaira. And the Shabura says that the tips of the two thumbs should be touching. Right? And that way you've got your five, because if the hands aren't touching, then we don't see that connection, we don't see the window between them. So therefore the thumbs should be connected, and therefore you'll have the five. The right hand, says the Shulchan Aruch, should be slightly higher than the left hand. Although they're connected, but the right should be slightly lighter. You know where we learn that from? Very interesting. Where do we know Bichas Kohanim from? Who was the first to do Bichas Kohanim? Aaron HaKohen. Vayisa Aaron es Yodov. He lifted them up. Now, if we look at that pasuk, Vayisa Aaron es Yodov, there's a kriksiv. Yodov, Yodoi. Was it both hands, or was it only one hand? Says the Orchis Chaim, that Pshat is Avada was both hands, but one was more chashuv than the other because the right hand was slightly higher than the left hand. Now we don't understand these things. Api Kabbalah with Rachman, we don't understand these things. Why the right should be more, the right has to be higher than the left. And there's another example. Says the Orchis Chaim, Klal Yisrael went to war with Amalek, or rather Amalek came to attack Klal Yisrael. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do at that point? Oh, he went up to Davin. When he lifted up his hands, then the Klal Yisrael were winning. When he put them down, they were, yeah. How many hands did he lift up?
Two.
Oh, that's right. It's a bit Yodov. State Yodov, two. But I don't understand. There's a pasuk over there. And the pasuk says, Kashi yorin Moshe es Yodoi v'gova Yisrael, v'kashi yoniach Yodoi v'gova Ramolik. His hand. I thought there were two hands. Your fan is, yeah? Both. Why are they two? Say the Rishonim. Do you know why? Because Avada, both hands were up, but the right hand was higher than the left. There was something special about that right hand. That's what we learn, and that applies to Birchas Kohanim as well. The right goes higher than the left. And the same applies to a left-handed person. Nothing's going to change over here, because the idea is being Megaba, the right over the left. And therefore, always that right hand is going to be slightly higher than the left. Yeah? Now, also, one has to mention, there's this Indian place where we try not to do to put our hands into the position of the Kohanim. Yeah, there's a Ateres Zekenim brings a Zoya Kodesh. The Zoya Kodesh says, if anyone puts their position, their hands, the way the Kohanim do, even a Kohen, Shalai B'Shas Avoida, then Chas V'Shalom, he says what he says can happen, I don't understand it. But Lamaisa, it's from, that's why Klal Yisrael are knowing not to copy the Kohanim's hand. However, it's only if it's done in that surah, if it's both hands, or in fact, if Chaim Kanievsky says in the Stubble, it's only if you're actually lifting up your hands. Because Kohanim have to lift up the hands to shoulder height. If you're just holding it lower than that, there's no problem at all. But Lamaisa, that's where it comes from. One has to be, and no one really wants to mess around because it's al pi zoya. You don't know exactly what goes, what's involved, what's not involved. Akaponim, it's a sakona not to do the right thing.
Why do they bury like that?
I don't know.
I just want to hear that.
Yeah. Netilas yodayim. Before the Kohanim are oinu leducham, they wash their hands. Why do Kohanim wash their hands before the oinu leducham? Again, it's a Zohar Kodesh. Zohar Kodesh says they have to be niskadish, they have to add Kedusha upon themselves before they can come and bench us. Which is why, who's the one who's zeicher to wash? The Leviim. Why Leviim? Because Leviim have a level of Kedusha that Yisraelim don't have, and we want their Kedusha to go and be passed on to the Kohanim by them washing the hands of the Kohanim. In fact, the Leviim's hands have to be clean before washing the Kohanim. If they've just touched their shoes, they should wash their hands, and only then go and wash the Kohanim's hands. What happens if there are no Leviim in the shul? Bechayrim. Why Bechayrim? Oh. So the Morgan Avram says it only applies to Bechor Peterechem, who's the first Bechor to his mother. It doesn't apply Bechor to a father, it's Bechor to a mother of Peterechem. Why? Because we find that Leviim have a Kedusha of Pidyon. Peter Rechem, or the firstborn to his mother, has a din that you have to be paid to him. He's born with a certain level of Kedusha, so you can see he's got Kedusha. If he's got Kedusha, he can be the one to go and to go and wash the Kohen's hands. Masha'ekin el chomer av doesn't have this level of Kedusha, and therefore he doesn't do it. It can happen. I remember I once went to shul, I came out, and I saw a yid there, Talmud Chacham. He was so excited, he said, I'm a Bechor, and this is the first time I was mekayim that mitzvah to go and wash the hands of a Kohen. Because usually there's a lady there. Ah, because you have to know, yeah, whatever the din is of Pidin HaBen is going to play here as well. Now, if we give a shiur on Hilchas Birchas Kohenim, on Parshas Emor El HaKohenim, then we can't finish off without Advar Torah on Parshas Emor El HaKohenim, without Kedushas HaKohenim. And I saw something very interesting in Sefer Darkei Musa from Rabbi Yaakov Naiman. He asked the following question. Now, this question, we can downsign how stark the question is, but the teretz is a moridig teretz. And the question is as follows. He says, if you look at the pasuk in this week's parasha, Perichof Aleph Pasuk Vov, the pasuk says, when it's referring to the Kohenim, it says, Kedoshim Yiyu Lelekeim. They should be Kodesh, they should be holy. V'loyachal Olushem Lelekeim, and he shouldn't go and make a Chilul Hashem. Let's look at this pasuk. What does it mean, Kedoshim Yiyu Lelekeim? They should be holy, they should be sanctified. What does that mean? So we've already learned in Hilchos Birchas Kohenim that Kohenim have got a special Kedusha. Asher Kedushanu, Kedusha Seshel Aaron, right? They have a special Kedusha, Kedusha Seshel Aaron. What about Likeinu Velikei Avisenu that we say when there's no Birchas Kohenim, and some say when there is Birchas Kohenim? Baruchinu Bavrocham Shleshes HaTorah, Kohenim, Am Kedushecho. What does that mean? Says the Mishnah Berurah, incidentally, in Kuf Chav Zayin, that Am Kohenim, it means that the Kohenim are Am Kedushecho. They have a level of Kedusha the rest of Klal Yisrael don't have. So we understand the first half of the pasuk, right? That's clear. Kedoshim Yiyu Lelekeim, they should be on a level of Kedusha that Klal Yisrael don't reach. But then the pasuk goes on and says, they should be on such a high level, V'lo yechal Olushem Aleikeim, they shouldn't make a Chilul Hashem. And ask from Yaakov Naiman, those are two extremes. Right? Let me ask you, if a person is standing at the bar mitzvah of his son, and he speaks at this bar mitzvah, and he gives his son a bracha, and he says, "Dear Moshe, I want you to grow up like the Chofetz Chaim. Yeah, grow up like the Chofetz Chaim. The last thing I want is for you to become a murderer." Yeah, it's a different belt. I mean, you can understand the father says, "Don't be settled. Don't settle with being a Rosh Hashiva, being a Rov. No, I want you to be the Chofetz Chaim." That makes sense. It's within the bracket. You're saying, "I want you." But to talk about son, it's got no shaykhs to the Chofetz Chaim. What kind of bracha is that? Fred of Yaakov Naiman, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling the Kohenim, Kedoshim Yiyu Lelekeim, you should be Moridig HaKodesh, you should be on a level of Kedusha. Don't be from those people who are running around making Chilul Hashem. Is that any competition? Is that any comparison at all? And he answers the Kasha, Al Pi, and Al Temikel, Simcha Zisel, Chayin Avacha. Simcha Zisel says a beautiful word, and Rabbi Yaakov Naiman tells it through to here. Simcha Zisel says a pshat in the famous Chazal. And Chazal say, Viter HaKadosh Baruch Hu al avoin avodah zarah gil ha'aretz v'shfichas damim. V'loi viter al avoin betul Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochel was mevata and he forgave for the three averes chamuris avodah zarah gil ha'aretz v'shfichas damim. Thus, yeah. When it came to avoin betul Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not mevata. And everybody asked the Kasha, what does that mean? Gimel averes chamuris. Yehori gval yavoi. Kodesh Baruch Hu's mevata. And bitl Torah not. What's pshat nazazach? So the altar of Simcha Zisel says a moridig avot. Moridig havone in this gemara. And he says, let's take a yid. Nebuch from a yid. And he falls. And he drops to the level of someone who's over on gimel averes chamuris. Shofech tamim rachman litzlan. And you want to start helping him. So you want to sit down at the table with him and start telling him what you're doing, what you're getting up to. Can you take a murderer, put him at the table and start opening up a shari tshuva and to a state you're not allowed to kill? There's no one to talk to bichlal. Once a person, a yid, has reached that level, then unfortunately, yeah, we kimat can't even have a taina on what he's doing because he's going to start discussing with him. Nebuch, on the level he's on, can't even have a taina. So what's the taina on this person? Not why are you going to kill, but why did you allow yourself to reach this level where you can actually go and kill? The level you're on now, Rahman, it sounds nothing we can do. But how did you get there in the first place? That is the taina we have on this person. So how, Taka says Rav Simcha Zizel, how did this person, Taka, reach this level? How does a person reach a level where he's fallen to become a Shaifech Domi, Rahman Islam? What happened to him? He says, you know what it was? It was that first Kvius where he was learning and he was doing well and a Nisoyan popped up and he fell for that Nisoyan and he stopped that Kvius and he missed his Chavrusa. And a few days later, Nisoyan came up and now it was already easier to miss his Chavrusa. And from then it was downhill all the way. He started falling further and further and further until Rahman al-Islam, he's reached this level. So when the Ribbono Shel Olam comes to discuss with him, why are you doing what you're doing? He's not asking him, why are you killing? He's killing because he's on that level. But he's asking him, why did you miss that first kvius all those years ago? Who gave you a right to put yourself into a position where you might drop to the level you're on now? Says Rav Simcha Zizel, das epshat mi gemara. Viter HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Avoyin Avodah Zarah Gila Arayis HaShvichas Tomim V'loi Viter al Avoyin Betel Torah. It doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mevatah on what he's done now. Avad, he's done Naveira and he's going to get punished. But he's mevatah on the fact that he's gone to steal, that he's gone to kill now. He can't have a taina on the person for killing now because that he'll be mevatah on. Why? Because he can't have a taina on what he's doing now. Oh, but loi Viter al Avoyin Betel Torah, he would not mevatah on Avoyin Betel Torah, which actually caused the murder to happen now. Because the original Bittul Torah was what started him off on his downward fall until he reached the level he's on today. That's the Vater of Simcha Zizel. That life is a downward escalator. It's constantly trying to pull us down. And if we give in the Kutzei Shel Yud and we start falling, then not pshat with Be'etzem on the same level with a small notch in the armor. Not pshat as we've started. We've allowed this escalator to start pulling us down. And if we're not working constantly to stay on the level we're on or to grow, then we're not, we're unfortunately going to fall. And that's the loy viter al avoyin betel Torah. Says Rav Yaakov Naiman, let's come back to our original question. We ask, what's going on in this week's parasha? HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes up to the Kohanim and he says that you should be on a level, Kadoshim Yul Elikeham Yishlekeham, you should be on a Mordega level of Kadusha. And in Shor, Veloye Chalal Ushem Elikeham, you shouldn't be from those lowly people that are going around being Machal Shem Shomayim. And he asks, I don't understand what kind of connection is between the two. The Teretz is, something like in Musa, I'll tell you. Because Pshat is Avada, we're telling the Kohen, you should know you're on a Mordega level. Yeah, you're higher than any other Yid can reach. But make sure, don't drop in any way from that level, because if you drop in any way from that level, before you know it, you'll be in a situation where we'll have to tell you, V'lo yechalu l'shem aleikech. Because however high you are, that a drop in that level can bring you down, chas v'shalom, to a level of lo yechalu l'shem aleikech. So I just want to say, Pasha, my structures, every time I come here to study the Torah way, get new structures. I come here and I look around the room and you see a whole room of people that are coming to learn every single morning. And Be'etz, you look around, there's all types of, well, there's Swadi Ashkenazi, Chassidus Lichtenstein, Gemina. There's people that are not necessarily people that know each other, but they're pushed here for one reason and one reason only, which is to start your day the Torah way, which is what it's all about. And it's a Meridu Yechizuk for myself. Besides, of course, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, Vigisa Bayom Valayla, which everybody understands, we all have a chiyuv to do at every spare minute. And if we have the opportunity to learn before we go out, then we have that chiyuv. But according to what we've said now, there's something else. There's another point over here. The pshat is everybody knows another day is another day. Wherever we're going to be going, to the office, wherever it's going to be, and we know that the day's going to be full of nisyonos. And we know that what's going to keep us strong is this kviyus Torah that we have. And therefore, making sure not to be mevatel that kvius is besides for the moridig eschus of limud haTorah is also a chetimtza not to drop anywhere in that day. Because if Simcha Zizel says that faket, the avoyin betel Torah is what can bring chas v'shalom to all kinds of things, so meidach is a mida tayva meruba, the mila of not being mevatel Torah is what strands a yid strong to make sure that he's not going to fall in any other way. Which is why it's a modi gezach. I'm sure everybody has the nisyonis and things are difficult and every day can be a shayla. Should I come? Should I not come? And I'm all the serious nisyonis. And people overcome that and say, I don't want to miss my kriyas. That is a modi gezchus. It's the schus of a limud ha-Torah and it's the schus to keep Klal Yisrael whole and to keep the yid going all the way through the day. So I therefore thank you again for allowing me to be part of this wonderful program. Baruch Hashem, Mitzvah Shem, should continue going. Michael Lechayo. I'm going to look at you, 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 I'm going to look